KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have light to moderate showers, 66 degrees. We picked up 14 one-hundredths since 7 a.m. A flash flood watch is in effect for a good portion of the listening area until 1 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The weather is in the news this morning. There is a flash flood warning currently in effect until 11 a.m. for northwestern Mills, southwestern Pottawatomie, also portions of south central Monona, northwestern Pottawatomie, and western Harrison counties, again until 11 a.m. Up to 2 inches of rain or more has already fallen, with additional rainfall expected. Flash flooding can be expected as well. That covers also Interstate 29 between mile marker 63 and 100, and Interstate 80 between mile markers 1 and 5, Interstate 80 in Nebraska as well. And again, these several locations are already under the gun for flash flooding this morning, and that flash flood watch continues for a good portion of the listening area until 1 o'clock, for including Cass, Adair, Adams, also Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, and Fremont counties, in addition to Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Carroll, Crawford, and Sac. In local news, members of the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening passed a resolution committing financial support to the nonprofit Shift ATL organization with regard to their plans for a future housing rehabilitation project. Shift ATL spokesperson Alexis Fleener said they're not asking for a specific amount of funds at this time.
This resolution is just to establish our partnership and for the city to kind of endorse our organization as when it comes to housing and those projects. This is just the first step, and then we will move forward.
Just our commitment to help you.
Yes.
In any way we
yes.
can.
Councilman Gerald Brink asked Fleener how the money would be used if it would be granted at some point in time.
It would go towards the purchase of a house that everyone, the city, you know, putting in the money, and also we would be working with a bank as well if needed. It will go towards the purchase of a house, then that house will be rehabbed in a way that would be appropriate, and then sold afterwards. So then the sale of the house should be more than that, than what we bought it for and what we used to rehab, and then it would come back to us to the pot of money that's strictly for housing.
Brink said also he's fielded questions and concerns from the public about how much Shift ATL is taking on with regard to the purchase and rehabilitation of the old downtowner restaurant on 4th Street as well. Fleener said the grants are being applied for to help pay for work on that old building located across from City Hall.
We're raising funds through grants for this building, and it's a situation where our large grant that we're going after, which will be a city application, by the way, will be a year from now. We won't know about the grant until a year from now. And we have some other grants, Iowa West Foundation, local grants that we'll be applying for to match this project. But I think as far as the housing could happen really sooner than this building due to the grant timeline. So we could start working on a housing project even sooner while we're waiting on the grants.
Fleener said the housing rehab project will be done in cooperation with other groups and partners, the Chamber, CADCO, the city, and local contractors, which stand to benefit, she said, from tax deductions for their in-kind services. She said that they will be purchasing in a targeted neighborhood a home under $100,000, with the idea to flip it for anywhere from $120,000 to $150,000. The home would be one with good bones and curb appeal that, once finished, would attract potential buyers to Atlantic.
We're not talking about building a whole new house. No. We're not talking about totally taking a house that maybe should be torn down and making it this big, amazing thing. We're just talking about doing what we can and working with groups that could help us make this happen.
She said also the home will be thoroughly inspected before a decision is made to purchase it for rehabilitation. Councilman Pat McCurdy said he would like to see some fill-in housing by means of modular homes, with the city footing the bill, but that idea didn't sit well with some of the other council members. Fleener suggested a representative with Housing 360 from Lenox speak with the council in the coming weeks about other ways to identify open lots and homes that can be acquired through employer participation. In other business, following a public hearing, the Atlantic City Council authorized Mayor Dave Jones, who was not present Wednesday evening, to make an application to the Federal Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, Water Sewer Program for water improvements on behalf of Atlantic Municipal Utilities. SWPCO's Alexis Fleener said AMU hired Snyder & Associates Engineer to complete a preliminary engineering report and cost estimate.
Snyder & Associates proposes to rehabilitate a water filtration system at the water treatment plant, rehab of a clear well, and a second water main crossing over the Nishnabotna River to create a looping system and create some redundancy, and that will also serve Marty as well.
The costs of the project are anticipated to come in at just under $1.1 million. The city will apply for a nearly $500,000 CDBG, with AMU matching just over $600,000. The application must be submitted on or before October 1st. City Administrator John Lund said the project completes with well benefit to low moderate income residents. The city will work with SWPCO to complete and file the application. Construction is expected to take 2 years to complete. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds Wednesday issued a disaster proclamation for Fremont, Harrison, Mills, and Pottawatomie counties as the result of renewed flooding along the Missouri River. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of flooding and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with the Disaster Case Management Program for those four counties. The proclamation also waives certain competitive bidding requirements for the Iowa Department of Transportation and in order to conduct emergency repairs or restoration work to flood-impacted roadways. You can read more about the Individual Assistance Grant Program and Disaster Case Management Program in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, police in Red Oak arrested a man earlier this morning on an assault charge. Authorities say 33-year-old Brian Paul Anderson of Hamburg was taken into custody at around 4 a.m. for simple assault. Anderson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Police in Creston report the arrest Wednesday afternoon of 60-year-old Stephen Nutt. The Creston man was arrested for driving while barred and later released on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said a Montgomery County man died from injuries he suffered in a collision that took place Saturday evening near Carson. Authorities say 78-year-old Harley Sperry of Villisca died at the scene after his pickup failed to stop in a construction zone and struck the rear of a semi-tractor trailer. The semi had stopped at a stoplight on Highway 92 on the western edge of Carson. The driver of the semi was not injured. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report deputies were called a little before 3 p.m. Wednesday to 2918 Highway 34 for a report of an intoxicated person who was damaging property and causing a scene. They arrested 44-year-old Matthew Rahans of Lenox for public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says a man from Missouri was arrested around 1:22 a.m. Wednesday for possession of a controlled substance. 30-year-old Kyle Matthew Ledbetter of Columbia, Missouri, was arrested following a traffic stop on Interstate 29. And 53-year-old John Anthony Welch of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday in Hastings on numerous charges. Welch was being held on $37,000 bond for two counts of possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, drug tax crime penalties, OWI second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under suspension, and on two warrants out of Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office said also only minor injuries were reported following an accident on Highway 34 in Mills County Tuesday afternoon. A 2013 Volvo driven by 63-year-old Charles Larson of Eagle Bend, Minnesota, had been traveling eastbound on Highway 34 and approaching Exit 8. A 2005 Dodge driven by 44-year-old Brian Brandon of Pacific Junction was also eastbound and traveling at about 20 miles per hour because he was pulling a hay rake. The implement was equipped with a slow-moving sign and had its four-way hazards activated. Larson was unable to slow down in time and struck the Dodge. Neither driver was transported to the hospital. Larson was cited for following too close. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.